With a look at sports, I'm Jacob Just. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team dropped a back-and-forth tussle at Mayville State Friday night with a score of 78-76. The women's basketball team drops to 1-1 on the season so far. The Jimmies led by as many as 10 in the first half, trailed by 7 points entering the fourth quarter, and nearly rallied to earn the road win against the nationally ranked Comets. Senior Olivia Anderson had a career-high 22 points, including 5 made 3-point field goals, to pace the Jimmies. The Jimmies return to action Tuesday night when they host Presentation College in the home opener at 6 p.m. For the first time this season, the number 8 University of Jamestown women's volleyball team rallied from a 2-1 deficit, defeating 24th-ranked Midland University 24-26, 25-18, 16-25, 25-17, and 15-10 Friday night from Harold Newman Arena. Jamestown, which is now 24-4 overall, 12-2 in the GPAC, hosts Mount Marty College tonight at 7:30. Harrison Butker matched a career-long with a 54-yard field goal to tie the game late in the fourth quarter, then drilled a 44-yarder as time expired to give the Kansas City Chiefs a thrilling 26-23 victory over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Kirk Cousins threw for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Vikes, who dropped to 6-3 on the season, though he struggled to deal with the Chiefs' blitzes late in the game. Dalvin Cook was held to 71 yards rushing, while top wide receiver Stephon Diggs had a single catch for 4 yards. Minnesota visits the Dallas Cowboys next Sunday night. Reporting for ESPN Jamestown, I'm Jacob Just.